Okay. So we saw yesterday the Gemara of Yatsu Aleha Asikin. A person buys land, and then there are Orerin. The Orerin say that the land was theirs and should not have been sold by Reuven to Shimon. And Abaye tells us the following words, Ad shelehechzik ba, yochalachzibo, mishehechzik ba, in yochalachzibo. Once is, before a chazak is made, he can be chozer. And once a chazak is made, he can't be chozer, because since it was be'achrayis, shelo be'achrayis, I should say, since there was no achrayis in the time of the sale, so the person knows he's going in with the risk, and that's the taina of chayisa dekatri sabis for kablis. The Gemara defines chazak as da'ish al-mitzvi. And then the last point is, what about if we're be'achrayis? So the first lashon says be'achrayis lo, meaning be'achrayis he could be chozer even after the chazak of da'ish al-mitzvi. And the other lashon says that no, that afil be'achrayis, once there's a chazak of da'ish al-mitzvi, he cannot be chozer because achvi tifa v'ashalim lach. But there are many things that are not clear in this Gemara. What type of halacha is this da'ish al-mitzvi chazak? Why are we asking over here what a chazak is? And what exactly is the basis of the chazara? What's the reason by achrayis possibly that he could be chozer even afterwards? A lot of things are unclear. So we went through yesterday the pshat of Rashi, the kashas on Rashi, and the pshat of Tosfos. Just very, very quickly, again, how it came out from Rashi. According to Rashi, as Tosfos quotes from Rashi, by Mitzia, and another question hanging over the sugya is also, was the money paid or not? That's also not clear. Tosfos and Rashi can end up saying the money was not paid. We'll see the Rambam and other Rishonim on Sunday that could be you did pay the money. So according to Rashi, by Mitzia, Tosfos quotes it over here, you have not paid money yet. So the issue of being chozer or not being chozer has to do with whether you're mechuyev to pay for the purchase or not. So now the point according to Rashi is that the hechzikba is the kinyan. There was no maisa kinyan that was made except for this possible kinyan through the chazaka of da'isha mitzvi, which is kinyan chazaka. So the Gemara is telling us, Abaye is telling us, that ashu hechzikba, before you did a maisa kinyan, and you haven't paid, so yachal achzabo gechore, that's pashit. So one of the kashas tells us on Rashi, so, well, I haven't paid anything, nothing's binding at this point until you made a kinyan, you didn't pay, you didn't do anything. So you have to know what the chiddush would be according to Rashi. As found in Nachas David and Bar Mitzia, where this Gemara appears, has a possible yisha for Rashi. Gabi Mishapara, there are certain things that are somewhat binding, not benogea midina, but there's somehow a something that's considered to be it's a bad thing if you're chozer, so maybe you would think that there's already a bishapara that you can get. Anyway, there are, whatever you should say for Rashi, that's one of the problems in Rashi, that it's pashut that you could be chozer. Maybe the chiddush is not that, the chiddush is the next part. What does it say next? Mishehechzik ba in yachal achzeba. Once a chazaka is made, so you can't be chozer, meaning you have to pay. The basis why you want to be chozer, either way, is because of mekach tos. You say that I don't want to have a piece of land that has people saying that it belongs to them. So the chiddush is once the kinyan is made, so there's no longer a basis to be chozer. It's not called a mekach tos. You might say you have to pay the money for the seder. What is the kinyan of chazaka that we're discussing? What would be the chazaka? The Gemara gives the kinyan is da'ish al-mitzvi. The fact that there is a irurin, chayisa dekatri sabis v'kablis. The fact is that you have to know that that could be, and therefore you're mechuyev to pay, and once you made the kinyan, it's too late. Tosfos asks on Rashi, of course, we know what chazaka is, what we're asking over here more than anything else, but chayisa da'ish al-mitzvi is a tikkun, it's equivalent to nogad el-paratz, which is a kinyan chazaka. We go on in the Gemara. What about be'achrayis? Dafke shelo be'achrayis, avo be'achrayis lo. So what's the reason why achrayis should be different? So here Rashi doesn't say anything, but we get it from the next line of Gemara. But you get the amri, you feel be'achrayis nami. It's the same halacha. You can't be chozer once you did the chazaka. Ach v'tirf v'ashayim lach. What would have been the reason to think otherwise? Says Rashi here and elsewhere that he's going to say, I have a taina. Soon enough, I'm going to get the money back. So therefore, so let me hold on to the money that I haven't paid yet. The kinyan was made. But there is a pending din Torah, which could very likely result in the halacha of achrayis, which entitles me to get reimbursed. the extent that that is pending, so I can now use this money I haven't paid for the land and say, let me hold on to it. And in effect, I'm being chosen from the Mekach, but not from the perspective of the Etzem being chosen from the Mekach. The Mekach was Kaya. The point is, but I can't hold the money and the Karka at the same time. If I'm holding the money, obviously I have to give back the Karka. But the basis for why I can give back the Karka is because I have a right to hold the money since the terms of the contract were achrayis, and clearly that could end up becoming the end result of this Din Torah, that there'll be a psak that the karka goes to those people who say it's theirs, in which case I'll have to come to you and get back the achrayis. So therefore, for the time being, I'm holding the money, and then I'll have to come give it to you now and then get back from you later on. Comes the second lesson of the Gemara, says no. Because the guy can say, "Ach v'tirch b'shayim lach, show me that they took it from you. Then I'll pay you." Rashi adds, in the other places, there are many people who don't win in their Din Torah. These people, who knows if they'll win, I'm not afraid of them, I know that I'm right, therefore, meanwhile, you have to pay me for the time being. What will be afterwards will be afterwards. That's the sugya according to Rashi. How does Tosfos change the picture of this sugya? The many kashas Tosfos asked on Rashi, as we saw, why talk about Chazaka here more than anywhere else. Tosfos asks why Daisha Mitzvi doesn't sound like that's Kenyan Chazaka. Nagadol Paritz is Kenyan Chazaka. We could have mentioned all kinds of Kenyan, and why mention Chazaka? Tosfos says we should mention what? Kesef, Shtar. These are all things that work. Chalip and Tosfos could have thrown in. All these things work for Karaka. Why talk about Chazaka per se? Therefore, Tosfos says a new pshat in the Gemara. So this is the pshat that Tosfos is here. Tosfos brings him the Rivam and Ksuvis. Tosfos brings it in Bamitzi as well. Different pshat in the Gemara. What happened was, you were kona the karka b'kinyan gamur. What kinyan? Tosfos says elsewhere chalipin or whatever. Tosfos here says chalipin or shtar chazaka. We medayik, he doesn't say kesef. He mentioned kesef before. Perhaps we'll come back to that diuk. Maybe we have what to say on this. L'maisa, when Tosfos asked on Rashi, just to remind ourselves, Tosfos asked on Rashi kesef. L'maisa, if kesef is kona, Tosfos asking kesef, but if he gave kesef, then what's he holding? I mean, he paid already. So we explained that Tosfos meant to ask on Rashi that he paid one pruta, but he still wants to not have to pay the rest of the money. So the kesef was kona with the pruta. But Tosfos doesn't come back and say kesef. When he says his own pshat, he doesn't say kesef. It says chalipin shtar chazaka. Rafak bapurta, we said, is not a new case. It's the case of chazaka, like it's mashma in the Rashba Metzia. So now what happened? So he was kona the kark. But now, something else. Still reserves the right, or he wants to have the right to be chosen. So this is where the chazaka of Argemar, Daisha Mitzri, comes in. This is not the chazaka to acquire the land. This is something on top of that. Daito Shaladam, Persis Das is, he was Kona Bikinyan Gomer, whatever the Kinyan was, but he wants to be able to be Choser should there be an error on the Karka. That's Tosfos emphasizes here. Should there be some discussion that the Karka is not Ruvain's, he still wants to have the opportunity, even subsequent to the Maisa Kinyan, to be Choser. And therefore he reserves the right to be Choser until that point that he does the walk around. That's the Daish HaMitzvi. This is not a Maisa Kinyan Chazak. Kinyan on the karka was accomplished already, whatever the kinyan was. But until the point that he feels confident, he checked it out, the Rosh says he sees that everything that the Moche said the Sada is, it is. Whatever, the Tos didn't say that way, whatever it is, something about going around gives you Yishev Hadas, at that point, that's the point that he can't be Choser anymore. Because that was what he wanted, the extra time. Should there be an error, whatever it is, he wants to be, that's the sugya. Now, here's where we began to think more carefully. Tosfos doesn't explain in our Gemara in Bava Kamma what happens afterwards in the Gemara. Avo be'achrayis lo, v'ikad da'amri afil be'achrayis nami. Tosfos leaves without explanation here in Bava Kamma. So how should we understand the next two lines of Gemara? According to Tosfos. So, one suggestion would be that Tosfos didn't have to say different than Rashi. That stays with Rashi. The reason the achray is low, that he could be chozer even after what? Even afterwards, meaning in Torah Tosfos, even after the Daish HaMitzvi, is because of a taina that why bother paying you now if I'm going to get the money back afterwards? Why bother Dayanim afterwards? In other words, he has leverage, he's ma'akev the money because the achrayus is pending. Same shot. And then the second lashon says, no, when it comes, it happens, it happens. It's one suggestion. And that's mefurish where, in Tosfos where, which Tosfos says like that, in Tosfos Bamitzvah. So again, the pshat of the Gemara is not Rashi, in terms of the whole cheshbon of what Daish HaMitzvi's role is, and what is this case? Did you make a kinyan? You made a kinyan, but you reserve a right to be chozer until the point of Daish HaMitzvi to Yav Yishev Adas, and once you have Daish HaMitzvi, then you can't be chozer anymore, but b'achrayis, you can still do it. You can still do it because you have the taina that I'm holding the money until we'll see you afterwards. I'll get the achrayis from you, so let me hold on to it instead. Tosis in Ksuvis doesn't, for whatever reason, doesn't learn this like Rashi. He says that the point of the Gemara, the achrayis, is more or less in the same vein as Tosfos was learning the sugya until now. Why do you reserve the right to be chozer, because it could be an error, even after the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin or whatever, until Daish HaMitzvi? Because we want more Yishev Adas. The person who buys a field b'achrayis wants even more Yishev Adas. And therefore, he wants to be able to be chozer even after Daish HaMitzvi. That's the svara of the first lashon, that the achrayis, even after the chazaka Daish HaMitzvi, he still wants to be chozer. And because you assume that he wants even more, he wants nechasim mishupin mikor ir. He wants to make sure that there's nothing he wants to be absolutely more sure. Lemaisa, he has guaranteed achrayis regardless. Tosis, yeah, but it's a big hassle to deal with it afterwards. And since you see his mindset is he wants achrayis, such a person who wants achrayis would also want nechasim mishupin mikor ir, which therefore gives him the opportunity to be chozer even subsequently. What would be the response to that? Lishna Basa doesn't accept that. He says, I'm sorry, you'll be able to get paid, so therefore that's not ach mitir v'shayim lach. That's not a svara. We don't give you such a, we don't say a person's like that. A person knows, he'll get his money, you get his money. The person can say, you'll get your money. Don't come with such a svara that you can be chazer afterwards. You'll get your money afterwards. It's a new pshat in the Gemara. Now, which way did Tosfos Bava Kama learn? Tosfos doesn't directly say how he learned the line of Yachrayis Lo, whether he learned like Rashi, which is how Tosfos Bava Metzia learns, whether he learned like Tosfos in Ksuvis. But it's pretty clear if you read what Tosfos continues to say, as we ended Shir yesterday with, Tosfos had to be learning Al Derech Tosfos in Ksuvis, not Al Derech Rashi, not like Tosfos Bamitzia. Because what does Tosfos say a minute later? Tosfos discusses the question of whether money was paid yet. Did you pay it? So Tosfos says here, in this regard, he's like Rashi, that he didn't pay. Now I ask you, speak it out. If the pshat and Tosfos is going to say, because if you paid, right, then it makes no sense to say that I will be achrayis lo. Right, the first question holds achrayis is different. If you hold, why is achrayis different according to Rashi? According to Rashi, why is achrayis different? Because you can hold the money. So obviously you didn't pay it, right? There's nothing, you don't have to explain. It's pashut. If the whole sugya has to be with, we didn't pay it, because otherwise you can't work out the next part of the Gemara. Is that what Tosfos says by us? That it has to be that you didn't pay because otherwise what's the whole reason why achrayis is different? The whole reason why achrayis is because you're holding the money that you, rather than pay it now and get it back, you're holding it. Obviously you didn't pay. It's obvious. But what does Tosfos say? A different word. Tosfos says, "Belona said Mosairi." It's got to be talking about you didn't pay it. If you're paid already, then where are you going to draw the line? It says that the achrayis, you can be chozer even after hechzik, even after daisha mitzvah. Until when? So if you didn't pay the money, so we're saying, till when? Till you pay the money. But if you pay the money already, then when? When? Where are you going to draw the line? How far? Mechil olam? What does Tosafot have to speak like that? Tosafot say, if it's talking, you pay the money, then there's no reason why achrayis should be different, because you're not holding any money. The whole svara is you're holding the money because you're going to get back the achrayis. So chorich muchach in our Tosas, right? You're here, right? It's clear Tosas here is learning pshat in the Gemara, like Tosas in Ksuvis, that the word of the achrayis is because you want more security. You bought the achrayis. And therefore, even if after Daisha Mitzvah, you still want more time. Okay, how much more time? So the answer would be until you pay. Until you pay. So I think it's clear, even though it's not mefurish, but it's come out mefurish. So we have the Tosfos, Rashi's pshat versus Tosfos' pshat. We have the question within the Gemara of why achrayis should be different. We have Rashi's pshat that could conceivably have worked with Tosfos' pshat. It's a new taina, I'm holding the money because it's talking without giving money. But Tosfos here and Tosfos and Ksuvos are learning differently. You didn't pay the money, because had you paid the money, then where would you? At what point would you be able to not be chozer? So the answer is, you didn't pay the money, and then you get yourself more time. Until when? Until you pay the money. That's where we are at this point. Now, before we proceed to the last part of the Tosis, and we'll see how it's going to connect with everything we're doing now, I was thinking maybe just to answer the deal we had in Tosis, what did Tosis say that the case was that he made what kinyan? What kinyan did he really make? He made shtar chalipin, shtar chazaka chalipin. Chalipin shtar chazaka. What did Tosis leave out? Kesef. Why? When he asked the Kasha and Rashi, why is the Mark talk about the Kenyan being Chazaka? The Mark could have talked about any Kenyan that works for Karka, such as Kesef Shtar. This is through in Kesef. He explained, what do you mean Kesef? Rashi's talking Lonas and Mos. Yeah, but the answer is, yeah, Lonas and Mos meaning what? You didn't give all the money, you gave a Pruta. So that's the Kenyan Kesef. Tosis talks about that Rashi, according to Rashi, Tosis had a kasha, let it mention Kinyan Kesef. When Tosis gives his own pshat, that he actually made a Kinyan. Tosis says, Chalipin, Shtar, Chazaka. He gives that Kesef. Why? If we're correct in our diuk in Tosis, that the word of Achrayis, why is Achrayis different? That by Achrayis, you could be chozer even after the Chazaka, even after Daisha Mitzvah. Until what point? Until Nas and Mos. So Tosus maybe could not have said that the Kinyan was Kesef, even if it was a Pruta. Because maybe Tosus will hold that once you gave a Pruta, then from the perspective of the Chazara, of the what the Achrayis gives you is the chance to be Chozer, even after Daisha Mitzvah, to the point of Nas and Mos. That Nas and Mos would not be totally in the full money. That would be totally even the first installment. Had there been a first installment, you couldn't give him more time after Daisha Mitzvah till the rest of the money. Because what does it mean to pay money? It means you're paying for the karka. So here maybe we're getting to the famous question, as I alluded to yesterday, how does Kinyan Kesef work when you give the first pruta? Is that separate from the price, or is that part of the price? Is that the first installment of the price? That's how the Sma learns. Kesef Shivoy or Kesef Kinyan? Kesef is Kona, but is it that you owe now the balance, the amount, the price minus the Pruta, or you owe the full amount, but the Pruta is symbolic, token? So one Mahalach is to say that Kesef had a Shabbat Kedushin as a result of that, what it means over there, but if you hold that Kesef is Kesef Shivoy, could be, and it's key, like the rest of the money is like, okay, is the rest, is the remaining. It could be that from the perspective of what Tosus is learning in the sugya, that the das of a person who buys b'achrayis is to be able to be chozer even after Daisha Mitzvah until the time that is Nasan Mos. Nasan Mos means the first installment too. not the full amount. No, once you start paying, that's it. So, can't be chosen anymore. No, if you've already paid the first installment, then you won't have anything after Daish HaMitzvah anymore. No, once you've already covered that, Daish HaMitzvah plus, till when, Tosa says? Ad Masa Yochel Achzabo, until when? Until Nasan Mos. There, this Nasan Mos, I would argue, doesn't have to mean Nasan Mos, the total payment. Let's say Stamase, let's say you're paying in installments over 3 months. Achveis, forget about the first, the pruta. In other words, so I would argue that once you gave the first installment, that's the cutoff, not when you give the last pruta. It could be Tosus couldn't put the Kinya Kesef in the beginning of the story, because then Biachrayis, you couldn't give yourself anything after Daish HaMitzvah, because you've already done the first installment. Could be, that's why, from asking Akasha and Rashi, that the pshat of the Gemara is that when you have the Kinyan, you can't be Choser anymore. So the Kinyan could have been anything, not just Chazaka, Kesef or Shtar. Kesef, what do you mean Kesef? You paid already, then what are you holding against? No, you paid the first Pruta. That's the Kinyan. Tosus can ask him Kesef too. But in Tosus' own pshat, when Tosus has to work out, and Tosus, because he's going like Tosus and Ksuvis, that the point of the achrayis is that now you bought yourself more time. I don't mean bought yourself. I mean you had a mind to have more time after Daish HaMitzvah. Until when? Until Nasan Mos. That Nasan Mos would be dependent on not the full Mos, once you start paying. So if you hold that Tosis learns that Kesef is Kesef Shivoi, if you're ready, Kesef is part of your payment. If you already started paying, then you wouldn't be able to have anything left after Daish HaMitzvah. Okay, maybe take it or leave it. That's maybe a svar. I want to come to the end of the Tosis. Okay. So the last Nikud of Tosis, the Imtoma. Fek Tosvos, V'lei Malei, Shkol Arbe Zuzach. What's the din of Agamar? Misha Hechzikba, Ein Yachalach Zabo. Meaning, once you did the walk around, you did your Kenyan, Chalipin. You bought Bach Reis. Then you could have more time. You didn't buy Bach Reis, it's over. So, Shalom Bach Reis, you gave yourself till Daish HaMitzvah, you have your Yishuv Hadas, the Orin are here, can't back out. So what do you have to do? You have to pay. Lo Nasamos, you have to pay. Okay, how am I going to pay? I have a very creative way to pay. You know how I'm going to pay? What do I owe you? I owe you $100 for the karka. How much is the karka worth? $100. Okay, here's your payment. Wow. So basically, it's another way of saying I'm chozer, and yet I'm paying what I owe you. I owe you $100. Here's your $100 in the form of karka. Le'emolei shkol ara bezuzach. Is that, does something sound fishy about this? That's the gra, that's the next tosis. But after yant, if we go back to these inyanim a little bit, can somebody pay with karka if they have money? If they have a chov to pay? When tosis asks the kasha in other places, he brings the gemaras, it's not a simple matter. If I have money, maybe I'm a chov to pay with money, not with karka. When tosis in Bar Mitzia asks the kasha,
You
see already there's caveats here. Okay. A balchob comes after a lokeach or a balchob comes after a love. He has money. Can he pay in some other Shava Kesef instead of Kesef? Keep this Shaila in your head for 2 weeks, okay? This is coming up in the next Tosis. The Gra tells us to look at the next Tosis. Tosis is Soser himself. L'fi mashek kasev Tosis l'mata dimascha Rav Huna. The next Tosis. Lo kasha midi.
V'ayin Tosfos b'mitzi yudalet amid aleph d'maschol ad. What did Tosfos say there? Lefi am mefarshim. Tosfos gave us more information. Here Tosfos makes some nishbisnik of that. Lefi am mefarshim. Da'afil esrei zuzi matzul sag b'chob b'shar dvarim. Not pashut. The premise of this kasha is not pashut. Shaky premise. We have to come back to it. Not now. But this is the kasha. Even if he has money, he should be able to pay with Shavu Kesef. In this case, the Shavu Kesef is the karak. So what's the nafkamina between Shelo Bachrayis, that he can't be Chozer after Daisha Mitzvi, and the Achrayis, that he can be Chozer until he gives the money? I understand. Shelo Bachrayis. So he wants to be Chozer after Daisha Mitzvi. He has a simple way to do it. I owe you money for the karka. I'll give you the karka back. The karka is worth $100 that I pay for the karka. That's my payment. There you go. Shko Arba Zuzach. I have money. How can you do it? Okay, that's the shayla. We have to discuss that. Can a lova or some, or in this case, you know, the purchaser who owes the money, can he pay with the actual item itself? Here it is. I'll give it back to you. Tosis is assuming for this kasha to be a kasha, and he asked it in the other places too, that even if he has money, he can pay with Shavu Kesef, in this case with the karka itself. Zok Tosis, two answers. Yishlomar, Gigon Shehuzlu. Case will be that the karka depreciated in value. So you're not going to be able to do that because you're still going to owe money. The money, the purchase price was 100 zuz, let's say. The land now is worth 80 zuz. So, you bought the land Shelo Bachrayis. You did Daisha Mitzvi. You have to pay how much? The purchase price is 100 zuz. You can give 80 zuz. You can give 80 zuz in the form of the karka. You're not paying what you owe. You owe 100 zuz. Hoslu. One teretz. Variation of that teretz. Inami. Kigemen sheyatzo le'orin. In other words, not the case is that the land depreciated, it's now worth 80. It's that lemaisa, it is like that. In other words, since the land has people arguing about it, saying that it belongs to them, so the net that he would get from selling this land right now, which has all kinds of disputed land, people don't pay as much money for. The mela, it's worth less. It's worth 80 because of the orin. Which means what? Which means that what? If he wants to give it back, it's only going to be 80 zuz he's giving back. So again, it's not going to solve the problem for him. So that's the point. Mishi en yachalach means you owe 100. Can't get back 80. Yeah, give back 100. Tosis and b'mitzir gives which teretz? The second teretz Tosis gives is the Tosis and b'mitzir. The guy says, you're not giving me back your 100 zuz by giving back this land. In the other example, they give Shoshin Nagach, so it's worth it, same. Says the Ksos, a very interesting piece of the Ksos here. I had you look at in Simon Kufta Zayin. He wants to bring a raya from our Tosus to a very famous machlokas. I've shown him already, and it's in the postgim on the following question. When a person gets back achrayis, so the classic example would be if a Baal Chov takes away land because of a prior mortgage, a shibud, and now the lokeach has the right to get back reimbursement. The ksos is kenira, is medamed that mechokis over there also to case with nimsa gzula, which is not necessarily everyone's opinion. That could be a quibble in the ksos, but that we can assume for now it's all the same. So whatever it is, the achrayis guarantees that the land gets taken away for whatever reason, either because of Baal Chov or because it was gzula. So ma'isa mitel to get back what? So there are two possibilities. What is achrayis guarantee? Either what I paid for it, full back, they say guaranteed full money, right? What's the expression? Money back guarantee, full price, right? Whatever you paid at the time, whatever you laid out of pocket, is that's the achrayis? Or no. The achrayis is how much did you lose at the time it was taken away? When it was taken from you, it's not worth what it was worth. It's not worth what you paid. Maybe it went down in price. So how much did you lose at the time of the tirfa, time of the collection? That's a big shaila. Big shaila in the Rishonim, big shaila in the Poskim, the Shach, a whole discussion. What does Chiyuv Achrayis require the Mocher to give back? The amount that was paid, or the amount of the item at the time that it was seized, that it was taken away from you? So the Ksos says, I have a raya for Ptosis in Bava Kama. To this shay. Now the way it's interesting how the Ksos sets it up. He says, Mitosus nira the svirule the huzal mishalim achrayis kefi adam shekana. I'm going to bring a raya from Tosus that achrayis requires you to pay not the price at the time that it was taken away from you, from the buyer, but the price that he paid initially. Now the way he presents is as follows: it's going to be the raya from Tosus bava kama, but the way he presents is ein shan per kama de bava kama umetzia. Look in Tosis in two places. Well, the Gemara is in two places. But Reuben Shemacha said, "We should show Bachrayis the Yotzul Asikin, Atzul Elzma Yochel Achzabom, Shelzma In Yochel Achzabom." My time, Machayis Gesef Kabbis. The whole Gemara, Davshko Bachrayis, Bachrayis Lo, Iged Ami Yafir Bachrayis, Amriach and Hashem Lach. Okay, so he brings the Gemara. Then he says, "The Ikshu Betosus, Mishayachzik Ba Leim Reshkar Bezuzach." So he brings the Gemara in Bava Kama and Bava Metzia. Then he brings the Kasha. The Tosus asks, Lemishka Bezuzach, Kasha appears where? In Tosus where? Both. Tirtsu bibabakama. Well, you notice the words of the Tosus. Tirtsu bibabakama, Yishlom gon shehuzlu. Okay. He quotes the Teretz that our Tosus gives in Teretz number one. It says, Ixos, wait a second. If we would say, let's make the cheshbon together. Let's start with the case that we had before. He paid, let's say, 100 zuz for the karka. Now, at the time that it was taken away, if it would be taken away, it would be 80 zuz. If we were to say that the chiyuv achrayis only requires the mocher to reimburse how much? 80. So then what did Tosus say? That you can't say, shko ar bezuzach, when he buys shelo bachrayis, because you're only going to be paying 80, not 100. So which means, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to give an extra 20. Right? Because this is only 80. That's if it's what? That if it's shelo b'achrayis. But b'achrayis, what's the din by achrayis? According to the Lishna Kama Babaya, according to by achrayis, you can be chozer even afterwards. And what does it mean to be chozer afterwards? So what do we say that means? That means that you're holding on to the money. Remember how Rashi learned the Gemara? You're holding on to the money because you're going to get back achrayis, so I'd rather not pay you and get it back. I'll hold on to it now. So how much are you going to hold on to? What are you going to get back later? Right? So how much can you hold on to? Apparently, if it's different than shelo b'achrayis, then you're holding on to 100, right? No, that means that you're going to get back how much? 100. If the din would be that the achrayis would only entitle you to get 80, then how much could you hold on to? 80. So how much would you have to still have to pay 20? So what's the nafkamina b'achrayis shelo b'achrayis? What did Tosus give as a teretz? Tosus is asking, even shelo b'achrayis, shko ar bezuzach. Take the land. So it says, yeah, that's not going to help you. The land is worth less now. So therefore, all you're going to gain with that is paying the land of now, the price of now, but you have to pay the purchase price. No, and b'achrayis, if you're holding the money, how much can you hold? You're going to hold how much that he's going to pay you with the achrayis. If all he's going to pay you is 80, then you still have to give 20. So then, my nafkamina between shelo b'achrayis and achrayis, either way, you're going to have to pay 20. So must be that the Chivach Reis requires the Mocher to pay how much? The original full price. So that's the Nafkamina. That Biach Reis, you can hold on to the entire amount because the entire amount is what will be coming back to me if they take it away. Not just the price of now. The entire amount is coming back to me. Therefore, that's the Nafkamina. The Achrayis, I'm holding on to 100. I don't have to pay a penny. Because that's my taina. I'm holding on to the 100 because I have Achrayis. Shalob Achrayis, there's no such taina. So what's my best hope? To get back the land. The land is worth 80 now. So I'm still going to be out of, I have to pay the other 20. So either way, I have to pay, give you 100 now. But the other way is the taina. That's the Ksosis Cheshbon. How can we be mefakbek in cheshbon on the Ksosis Rai? Let me read the words a little bit to see you read it inside. V'yishkon Jehuzdo, v'im kein, lama chilku ben achrayis solo. The way Tosis sets up the case, it's huzlu. So what's the nafkamina achrayis and no achrayis if you would hold that he only gives you back the price at the time of the collection? Nehi sheyotziu, mikol mokom lo yitzarach lishalem b'shvil achrayis el b'shar shu shava achshav. If im kein hu chayv lo yoser, so that's not specific to the case of Achrayis, but lav hochi matzi amrishkar bezuzach. Al kachach mochach mitosis is really the muzal kosin atifa kishasha kana. Okay? So I want to think about this raya. The raya is Tosus Bava Kama. Now, I ask you, the Tosus started by bringing the Gemara Bava Kama and the Gemara Bava Tzia, and the Kasha that is asked by Tosus in both places. And then he says, I in Tosus Bava Kama, Shatirate Goshe Huzal. Why do you go to Tosfos Bava Kama? Tosfos Bava Metzia also gave a teretz. What was the teretz Bava Metzia? That land that has asikin, that has orin, is worth less. That's the second teretz of Tosfos here. Why does the Ksos harp on Tosfos Bava Kama, which gives his first teretz going to Huza? Why doesn't he quote both? No, but the answer must be Pasha. Because in the terms of the second teretz of Tosfos here, which is Tosfos Bava Metzia, it's not that the land be'etzem became cheaper. Why right now can he give the land back? Because the land right now has Orin, so it's artificially depreciated. From him, no one's going to pay. It has Orin. If the Orin win the Din Torah and they want to sell the land, what's the price of the land? 100. So how much achrayis should he get in a case like this? The etzem, it's not huzal. The land's price, it's not that the land that was taken away is worth 80 right now. The land that was taken away is worth 100. It's just that because of the orin, he's not going to get 100. So the mice of the achrayis that he wants to withhold, that he wants to hold on to, is 100. The Ksos could not have asked from Tosfos Bava Metzia. The Ksos had to go with the Teretz and Tosfos Bava Kama. Teretz number one. What's the case? Kigon Shuhuza. Now, if the din is that Achrayis requires you to pay not what he paid initially, he shouldn't have a loss, but what was his loss right now at the time it was taken away? It was Huzza. The land went down. That's the price rate. Now the Ksos has a right. But it's only because he's going with Tosfos Bava Kama. Good? So far good? That's the case where both sides, I don't hear the right of the Ksos at all. Because what was our cheshbon in learning the Tosis? What's the reason that Biachray is slow? Why? Why is Achrayis, why Achrayis, Biachrayis allows you to be chozer after you did your walk around, after Daisha Mitzvah? Is it because you can hold on to the money because you get back the money. Is that the reason? That's the way Rashi learned the sugya. Is that how Tosus Bava Kama learned the sugya? We were died? No, that's not pshat. Because Tosus says a minute later, how do I know it has to be that you didn't pay money? Because if you paid money, then what? After Achrayis, Admasai, where's the cutoff? At what point? V'chila Olam, he's going to be Choser? What's Tosus have to say that? If you pay the money, there's no taina, because you already paid the money. The whole point is, you're holding on to the money. So it's muchach in Tosus, Tosus is muchach. That the reason why Achrayis is different, that you can be chosen even after Daish and Mitzvah, even after you walked around, is because of Tosus in Ksuvis. Because there you want even more smichas das. You want to be sure, you want to be absolutely sure, not just after you walk through, even until you pay the money. Even after that. So it's nothing to do with the svar of holding the money for the Achrayis. Nothing to do with that. So the whole Raya Lixos doesn't start. The Raya Lixos is trying to mix and match. He needs the Tosus Bava Kama to prove his point, because the Tosus Bava Metzia doesn't give the teretz of Huza, only gives the teretz where it goes down artificially because of the Orin, but it's not really Huza. So he needs Tosus Bava Kama's teretz, but then he wants to use the pshat of Achrayis Lo, which is the pshat that Rashi gives, which is not the way Tosus Bava Kama is learning. So then I don't see how he have it right. That's my ha'ara nixos. The other tainus on nixos they bring, because maybe you can't equate the case of Achrayis when it was taken away because of Gzula to the case which was taken away because of Balchov. No, other tainus. But I think Mineu Ve, the cheshben of the nixos, if we're correct in learning the Tosus here, it's not going out there, the shita of Rashi by Achrayis. And it's clear from Tosus that he's not. And the Ksos could not have asked from the other Tosus, because the teretz of Orin goes down because of Orin. That's not going to prove the Ksos's point, because Be'etzim, the land is really worth more. It's just that right now it's not going to net that amount. It's only because of the Huzo Kimta. That's Tosus Bava Kama. Tosus Bava Kama. It's not a kash. Okay. I answered it. Last cheshbon, last nekuda, and then we'll say a little bit something on the parasha. Last one nekuda more on this last part of the Tosus. Another interesting ha'ara, that's the other ksos that I gave you, if you got to it. Shkol ara bezuzach. Shkol ara bezuzach. Right? That's what Tosus was asking. This land, Rabosai, what quality land is it? Do we have any idea? We know there are three grades of land, right? You know that in our sleep. Diburis, Beinus, Edis. I don't know. Tosus has his kasha. Shko ar bezuzach. You owe the purchase price of the karka. You can't back away anymore. You did your daish mitzvi. You're chayiv to pay for what you owe for the debt, so to speak, the debt, quote unquote, that you incurred by buying this land, right? You owe the mocher money. Okay. Balchov dino bebeninus. Doesn't tell us what kind of land this was. For all we know, the land was Iburis. And yet Tosus is assuming that it should be just as well. You can give this land as your Shava Kesef payment for what you owe for the purchase of the karka. Give the land itself. But if you owe money, question is, so they bring this from Rabbi Kivega, this kasha. Balchov dino bebeninus. So maybe this land is Iburis. And maybe what you owe the mocher, if you pay in karka, has to match the standard of a balchov dino bebeninus. It's a very interesting kasha. Now, why? Because why is balchov dino bebeninus? Why? Nigos Delis, that's due with halva. This money that you owe is not due to a halva. So, Mehecha Teisu, that there's a halacha of, let's go with Ulam, Midraisa Dina Beziburis, Midrabanan Dina Bebeninis, Mishum Nigos Delis, the upgraded due to Beninis. Nigos Delis only makes sense by a halva, not by a case of a mocha that's owed money for what he sold. Unless you say Lo Plug. The reason was Nigos Delis, but anytime you owe anything, you owe Beninis. Kibbeger, Kinira, they bring the Talmud, Kibbeger brings such a pshat, and Kibbeger is such a kasha that maybe the land is Ziburis. So what kind of kasha does those have? Separate from the question of if you have money, how can you give karka? That's the cheshbon of the grow, that's the next tosis. But if you owe karka, if you give karka, you have to give like a case of a balchov. Not exactly a balchov, it's not a hova. You owe money for the purchase. It's interesting, in this vein, l'mashal, there's cases in the Mishnayis in the second parak by Shane. You have Mishalim Mashahizika, that's Shane Bishus. Bishus Harabim is Pater, but you still have Halacha of Nenis. If she's Nene, so there's a certain Hana that you got. You'd have to feed the animal that meal. So you have to pay Mashah Nenis, depending on how you define the case. If it's Bishus Harabim, it's Bishus Bir Bisteachir. There's Chiyuvim of Nene. And all kinds of cases, not just by Shane, of course, the cases of Nene. The halacha of Nene that's in Bava Kama requires Meitav. Edis. If you pay Nezikin, you pay Edis. Do you have to pay Edis when you pay the Chiv of Nenes? Mishalim Komesh Nenes. This is Exos in Kuf, in Shin Sadi Aleph. Exos says, Kedava Pashut. But when you pay mashenenis mishalim miziburis. So, in this same vein, in other words, there's a whole shayla being the Marmakomos on the bottom, the Rashba. In other words, it's not a case of ma'amazik. It's not mishal. You're not paying mitzad nezek. So then the halacha is not obetz arof. It's not the denavidus. So in a similar vein. When you owe money to the mocher for what you purchased, you have to pay the beninus. Now, the closest thing to this would be the Gemara back, and again, we have to go back a little bit, that Vav. But then we was talking about Balchov, that Kavachoma lehegdish. Kavachoma lehegdish to pay Meitav. So the Gemara had a suggestion as part of the Shaka Vitaria, what would be the case of Rabbi Akiva with Kavachoma lehegdish? The Gemara had a suggestion that means what? A person said, Hare alai what? Hare alai mano betekabayis. That would go under the din of Avidus, which is Nezikin. This wasn't a Maisa Hezek to Hegdish. That was the other Kimtis of Shareyeh. This is a case where you pledge money to Hegdish. The Gemara assumes that should go under the din of Avidus. So it means you incur a debt to Hegdish, the Gemara assumes it does come with the din of Meta. But the Tosafot Ben Peretz there learns that it's going that really every Bachov is dino to Edis, so then it's not a right. You know, does the Gemara mean because a Bachov dino be Edis, and then Memela you would have a din Meta? So you have to know how to learn that Gemara, but could be that has a shaykhis to this discussion. We're not talking about formal nezikin, or here we're not talking about formal halva. But maybe the takana has a low pluk. This is takana milas delis. It's a low pluk. So this is the last hour. There's a lot of things to think about in this terms of this tosis. The shkar bezuzach brings up the issue of the ksos in terms of the first one brings up the gra, whether you can pay bekarka if you have maos, and tosis and bamitzias are going to that point. It brings up the ksos's seeming raya. That the Chiyuv Achrayis requires him to pay in completely what he paid, but we thought it wasn't a raya, but that's an interesting shaila itself. And the last nekuda, when you have a claim as a mocher, and he has to pay you money, and he pays you karka, does he have to pay you bainness? That's Kibega's apparently his assumption, and apparently it's not so pashut. So Tosis could very well hold that even if it's Ziburis, but the halacha of the Chom Bainness doesn't apply in a case like this. Elior. Yeah.
So two questions. On the last
Yeah.
First of all, what am I on here?
No, because then you have an answer to Tosis Kasha. Because if you hold that Balchol Bebeinus is limited to a case where Nilas Delis applies, like a Halva, then Tosis Kasha is perfect. Rabbi Kibbeger doesn't have a Kasha on Tosis Kasha. Tosis asks that, Rabbi Kibbeger says, maybe the land is Iburis, so there's no option of Shkol Arab Izuzach. Tosis says, anyway, what's the problem? He can't be Choser after a Daish and Mitzri. What do you mean he can't be Choser? He owes money, he'll give him the Karka. No, if you give Karka, you have to give Bainus Karka. Maybe the land you bought was Iburis. That was Rabbi Kibbeger's Kasha. So Tosas will say, yeah, even if it was Yiburis land, but the din of Bachor Bebenis doesn't apply in a case like this. You had another question?
Yes,
yeah.
Rebbe mentioned before that Ksos learns like Rashi.
The Ksos's Raya is only, sounds like it's only a Raya if he understood the issue like Rashi, that the issue, that the Achrayas makes it that you can hold the money because you're going to get back Achrayas. So he says, no, if you're going to get back 80, then you're going to have to basically give 20 regardless, the extra difference. No, so the same thing, Shalom Achrayas, you can do the same thing. But if you hold that the reason why Achrayas is better is because you gave yourself more time to be Chozer, even till you pay. So the right doesn't, there's nothing to talk about, there's no right. And we worked out that Tosis here is clearly learning out Tosis and Ksuvis. Yeah, Ari?
We spoke about it. Mentioned before, it is Rabbeinu Peretz explains of Exodus Isha, she's supposed to get.
No one hears you. No one hears
we explained before. Sorry, keep doing. We explained. We saw Ritoz Rabbeinu Peretz who said before by that Exodus Isha Ba'etzem is supposed to really get either Idis if you say it's Midoraisa or Benunis if it's Midorabana, but she was bumped down to Ziboris because Nilas Dallas doesn't necessarily apply to her. So I would that isn't that a ride? That's not a little plug.
I don't know. I hear. Yes. I know. Parshas Niksos.